So a short thought on this week's parasha, Parashat Metzora. So we spoke that last week the parasha introduced this disease that's called Nega HaTzarat. And we said that Tzarat is a supernatural affliction that could affect a person's body, his garment, his home. And we said that after judging and classifying it based on the presence or absence of certain simanim, then the Kohen pronounces this individual as Tameh or Tahor. And this impurity has a very important consequence, that a metzora, this afflicted person, has to leave the camp, he has to leave the city and dwell alone. And if the affected area is a garment or a home, it has to be removed. And if it recurs, then the entire garment or home must be destroyed. At the start of this week's parasha, Parashat Metzora, the Torah outlines the procedure for the metzora's purification once the affliction is healed. And the first stage of the process involves two birds, as the Torah tells us. We discussed last week that the Gemara in Erechin 15b teaches that the tzarat afflictions are visited upon those who speak Lashon Hara. They speak destructive forms of speech. And we saw that the Rambam says that these afflictions are divine punishments for selfish behavior and gossip. And Hashem in his Rachamim begins by first afflicting the sinner's property. And if he doesn't repent, then he hits his clothing, and then if that doesn't wake him up, it ultimately afflicts his Hashem ultimately afflicts his body. Just want to share a short vart I heard from Morenu Harav Pinchas Abuchatzira in explaining an important Sefer Yetzirah. So in the Sefer Yetzirah, we find the following cryptic formulation in the context of the role of the Hebrew alphabet in the creation. Over there, Sefer Yetzirah says, "En betova lemala mioneg, ve'en bera'a lemata minega." There is no good higher than pleasure, right? Oneg. And there is no evil lower than affliction, nega. Right? Oneg, nega. There has been many attempts to explain this mysterious mnemonic, as the Sefer Yetzirah calls it. And we have to understand, what is the Sefer Yetzirah trying to say? En betova lemala mioneg, ve'en bera'a lemata minega. There's no good higher than pleasure, oneg, and there's no evil lower than affliction. It appears that the difference between these two words, oneg, pleasure, and nega, affliction, is the placement of the letter ayin. An ayin could also mean an eye. And it represents our manner of how we look at the world. If we take a lofty view, a more positive view of a fellow man, we can merit oneg, says Sefer Yetzirah. But if we disdain them, if we look down at them, if we speak destructive forms of communication about them, then we could suffer the consequence, chalila, of nega, of tzarat. Which is a very nice and beautiful thought about the Negaim. I just want to end with another short Sefer Yetzirah. The Sefer Yetzirah also writes, with regard to the Sfirot, that Brit Yichud Mechuvenet Be'emza, Be'milat Lashon, U'Be'milat Hamor. So, the Pashtut over here is that there's some sort of connection between the power of speech and the site of circumcision. The Brit. So Pinchas explained, b'shem his father, Rabbi Elazar Abuchatzira, that he understood that this connection runs deeper, to the extent that if one speaks Lashon Hara freely, we can know that he struggles, chalila, with his brit as well. Just a short two thoughts from the Sefer Yetzirah regarding Nega'i Tzarat.